The United Nations says violence against women in Afghanistan is on the rise, but authorities there have acted on only a small number of reported cases. The UN's latest report shows only 7% of the 1,700 or so testimonies of beatings, forced marriages and other brutalities went through the judicial system. The law was enacted a few years ago. Aid workers say it's failing to protect Afghanistan's women. And as Sarah Sedgi reports, they fear things will only get worse when Western troops finally leave the country.
It's been called the most dangerous place in the world to be a woman, and the United Nations Assistance Mission's latest report shows the situation isn't getting any better.
Domestic violence, which is common. Besides that, there is forced marriages, child marriages. The other side is when we see that the poor woman, they know about their rights and they wanted to choose their partner by themselves, and they wanted to have access to education, they wanted to have access to health, but due to the status of a woman when it comes to having access to all these things, it really makes life difficult for women.
Mary Akrami is the founder and executive director of the Afghan Women's Skills Development Centre. She is working to implement elimination of violence against women laws that were passed by presidential decree 4 years ago. But she says it's evident the laws are failing women.
Even now we have 7% of women with access to this law. It is really disappointing because we will lose even this achievement.
She's worried things will only get worse when Western troops leave Afghanistan next year. The United Nations report looked at 16 of the 34 Afghan provinces. It found a 28% increase in reported cases of violence against women. Heather Barr from Human Rights Watch says the Afghan government is failing women.
In some areas, the effort has actually gone backwards and really hold the Afghan government accountable for this failure. And I think that the reason that this is happening is not because it's impossible to enforce this law, but because there isn't really a political will by the Afghan government.
It's been more than a decade since the end of Taliban rule, which restricted Afghan women from public life, banned their education, and used public stonings as a punishment for adultery. President Hamid Karzai's term finishes in April next year, when the new presidential elections are held. Heather Barr says this is only adding to the uncertainty for women.
Karzai has not been nearly as strong on women's rights as we could have hoped for. Now, the next president of Afghanistan will not owe his job to the international community, will owe nothing to the international community. So, unfortunately, as poor as Karzai has been, I think we've got every reason to be concerned that the next president is likely to be worse.
But the uncertainties don't end there. A bilateral security agreement with the US remains unsigned. Its purpose is to determine the ongoing role of American troops in Afghanistan after most of the NATO troops leave. Wasma Abdul Ramazi from the human rights network Open Society fears that when the troops leave, there will be less media attention on human rights issues.
From the beginning, there has been a concern mostly for women because it makes us think about other issues, other aspects of these issues, because the transition process of the Afghan military, they should have that much capacity that the foreign troops have. There is a lot of concern that the power of the opposition, power of the warlords, power of those who are misusing the weakness of the Afghan military, it will be directly affecting women.
Mahuba Rawi is an Afghan-Australian running the Sydney-based charity Mahuba's Promise.